We're doing the laws of Pesach, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chayim, and we're up to the 84th chapter, the 7th Halacha. And we had learned that we make a blessing before doing Bdikat Chametz, and technically one could make one blessing over checking a few houses. Let's say you own three apartments in the building, you make a blessing and you check all of them. And let's say you want all your family to check their respective rooms, if they're adults, if they could be trusted. So then you make the blessing, they all answer Amen, and then they scatter to check their own rooms. When we check, so we use candlelight or a flashlight in modern days. We said you turn on all the lights in the room, you turn on a flashlight so you could check, and the places are under the closets and all the little nooks and crannies. The shuls and the Bete Medrash should also be checked on the night of the 14th, because people do bring chametz there. People, when they learn there, and they have a kiddush there, and the kids bring chametz there, and really the shamash of shul has to check the shul, and we don't make a blessing over this checking. He makes a blessing at home, and he has in mind to cover the shul as well. And we'll pick up here Bezrat Hashem next week. So you guys should all clean out your slots in the Beis Medrash and in Shul. Make sure you take out the chametz candies from your talis bag or wherever you keep them, and leave your places clean in the Beis Medrash. But at the end of the day, that's not your obligation to come here and check the Beis Medrash. That's the Shamish, his obligation.